følg oss på Facebook og Instagram. Abonner I podcast-appen. Ansvarlig redaktør Jørgen Berner Wilhelmsen.
Good morning, good morning. You're through to Kirsten and...
Jane.
And...
Nicole.
And this is our show, No Way.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, we're very excited, if a little nervous. So, yeah, guys, what's our show about?
It's about being international in Bergen, in Norway, how it feels, these cultural differences. Mm-hmm. If we like it here, if other international students like it here, we try to do some interviews with other people. Yeah, and of course, having fun, trying new stuff.
Like, talk about all the weird stuff that Norwegians do. So,
like smelly fish?
Yep, yeah, true.
Although maybe no one's ate the smelly fish yet.
I tried it, yeah.
Oh, have you?
But we have it back home as well, so.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so maybe it would be a challenge for me, but I'm not sure yet if I will do it.
Maybe we could do it in the studio, but then it'll, like, smell out the studio for, like 5 hours afterwards, and everyone will be like, you're not allowed in the studio anymore.
Yeah, so, yeah, but then it's too late, you know, because then we already did it, so, and we have this experience, so,
ooh. True.
Those international students and their stinky fish. So, how long have you guys been in Bergen so far?
It's been a month and a half, I think.
Yeah, same for me, like, I came in the beginning of August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You?
The same amount of time, yeah. But it's been quite a good experience so far, apart from with the tax office, who I've been told shit with everyone. So
beep.
Yeah.
I think I have to go there on Friday. I have to go there on Friday, so, and register here. So it's exciting going to the police. I think it's first time me going to a police station, and then it's in Bergen, so in another country.
But at least you didn't do anything wrong yet.
No, like, I hope.
Maybe. If swearing's illegal on the radio, we've already done something wrong.
True.
So, so now we're going to do a segment where we tell you a little bit about ourselves, just so you get to know us. So, guys, ask me anything. Yes. Nothing too rude. My mum might listen to this one day. So.
Yeah, I think we could also get a bit where you're from. So maybe you want to tell us again.
Tell about yourself, where you come from,
Okay, so I'm from Wales, and it's famous for...
for this great music.
Yes, for singing, for mining. And also, we also had the longest place name in the world, even though it's a really little village. It's called Llanfairpwll Gwynedd Gogerydd yn Jobos Llantysilio Gogogoch.
Yeah, okay. Repeat that.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, and literally, we don't speak in Welsh because no one would understand us, but we have our own language as well.
How would you say, my name is, nice to meet you or something?
So, so if you wanted to say, it's quite funny, if you wanted to say, I like coffee, which a lot of Norwegians do, is doing hoffy coffee.
That sounds like a joke.
I know. This is a joke. This is like an urban legend, but the name of the microwave we always got told was Pop-de-ping.
Pop-de-ping.
Okay. Great. And I think it's like all people think they know English or can understand and speak English, or not all, but most, of course. What we learn at school. And then I listen to someone from Wales and it's like, oh, I don't understand a word if you speak your language.
It's
interesting and funny, I think.
I think maybe Gareth Bale has put us on the map for football now. Mm-hmm. He's plays for Real Madrid, I believe. But apparently he's a good football person.
Okay,
footballer,
cool.
So yeah.
And what if you should tell a funny fact about yourself, like something funny?
Okay, well, I have a few stories, but
can't imagine that.
Yeah. Oh well. I've been around the block a few times. That's what makes me sound like I'm like, oh, been around the block.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, no. So I basically got really drunk with my ex and his brother, who was a tattooist. Mm-hmm. And he said he would give me a free tattoo.
Ooh.
If it was what he wanted to do. And bearing in mind, he drank a lot. Oh, creaky door effect. Yes, it's turned into a horror segment. Yeah, no. He would give me a tattoo, providing it would be one that he had dibs on, and I wasn't even allowed to see it before he did it.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I wake up in the morning, I'm like, why does my thigh hurt? And I have basically a tattoo of, if anyone knows An Is Yet Abroad, his name's Carl Pilkington, and there's a podcast that him, Ricky Gervais, and Stephen Merchant do. And basically, I wake up and it's his face on my thigh.
No way! See what I did there?
But I'm bumped. So yes. So does anyone else have a regretful tattoo?
Not yet.
Still there's come. Still yep. time.
Yeah, no, me neither. So let's see what's going on.
Maybe that can be a funny story.
Oh, I don't know.
I got like a tattoo of a penis or something.
Oh, I'm not planning it, to be honest.
So yeah, any other questions in the meantime?
Siblings. Do you have any siblings or...
No. I'm an only child, sadly.
No.
I didn't kill anyone. Yeah, no. Sadly not.
And you want to stay here for a long time?
Like, yes. Yeah? Because Brexit has made... Britain was always a bit shit, to be honest, but it's made it even shitter. Hi, welcome, and you're back to No Way!
No Way!
No Way! And I'm Kirsten, and...
Jane.
And Nicole.
Jane! Hey! High five!
Check out!
So who wants to go next in the hot seat?
I think as Jane wants to jog, she can do and go first.
Yeah, cool. I can do it. Like, ask me anything.
Okay. Favorite color?
Oh, blue.
Same. Oh, nice. Nice.
Fits to the headphones, earphones. They are blue and black.
Oh,
fashionable. So yeah. Favorite country you've ever been?
Ooh, that was a tough one. I want to say Norway, but like now we're here, I kind of think I have to choose another country. That would be Greenland or Fiji, I think. Like. Two different, very different.
Greenland, I've always wanted to visit.
Really
it looks
pretty, yeah. Really nice. Kind of like here, but like more poor, I think. A bit, yeah, and a bit not that steep.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go hiking and things?
In Greenland? Yeah, I did that.
Oh, did you wear crampons?
Not that much hiking, no. But I did do some hiking, I did do some mountains and stuff.
And is there another country you really wish to visit one day?
Oh, everywhere. I want to be everywhere,
And the thing is, you go to a place, but that doesn't satisfy your wanderlust, because then you want to go, like, again, to a different place, or again, and your list gets bigger and bigger, not smaller and smaller.
And when you've been traveling, like, for more than just a week, like, when you go on holiday, you kind of figure out that you want to stay there longer, so it's not that satisfying just to go for a week or something, then you have to come back, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe you want to tell us first, where are you from originally? Because we didn't know it yet.
Oh, yeah, you didn't ask me that. Yeah, for Denmark. Denmark. In every language, yeah. 22 years old. I'm here for a semester in Bergen, yeah.
And what do you study here?
I study communication and culture.
Nice.
Ooh, clever girl.
It fits really good into this radio show.
Yeah, actually.
And if you're not studying and not working at the radio, what do you do?
I hike. Like all the time.
In the rain.
No, I do hiking. And then I live at the Fantoft, which is a place where there's a lot of students and a lot of international students as well. So if I don't go hiking, then I talk. We talk a lot and we talk about everything and yeah.
I've heard it's quite segregated at Fantoft though. Like I've heard that that's a bit of a problem there where like people are like into different blocks, like ghettos.
True, but actually because we're in the old one so we don't have an oven and stuff.
Okay.
So actually we got friends with everybody in the other blocks just to like get ovens. And
how do you eat pizza without an oven?
At my friend's.
How do you not have an oven? Like, isn't that like a stipulation of having
it's
a kitchen?
Not, like, you
like
can buy
one
of
the
like
staples.
Like a small one, but no.
Like one of those kids' easy bake ovens.
Yeah, that's what's nice too. Good way to communicate.
Yeah. Pizza, it's socializing, you know that?
Yeah. So, can you think of any other questions?
Ooh, Jane, what could I ask you? Hit you, okay. What's your favorite song?
Oh no, don't hit me with that. I can't answer that, like, not at all. I do like, we have like this Danish band, Scarlet Pleasure. Mm-hmm. They're really good. I think we're gonna play some of their music at some point, but maybe not today.
Yeah,
I think yeah. So. But they're good, like really good.
So it's Nicole's time to come down to the hot seat.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Dangerous.
Right. So.
So yeah, I'm Nicole. I'm from Germany and I'm 19 years old. So quite young, but I'm getting 20 and then I can go to the cool hot spots in Bergen. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, it's a weird rule. Because like, I suppose in the UK, people start going to pubs when they're 15 and they don't get kicked out. But like, yeah, it's a weird rule, isn't it? Do you have that in Germany as well?
I think for us, it's age 18 normally. Yeah. Some parties are age 16, but like
16.
At age 18 you can go everywhere. So yeah, but my roommates, they already planned like, okay, when your birthday is, we go there and there and there and
when
there.
When is your birthday?
It's on Halloween.
Ooh, we need to go out fancy dress. I've got my Kill Bill fancy dress ready.
Yeah, and we have a show this day too.
Yeah. Maybe we could wear fancy dress to here.
Well, just
this
to celebrate.
Would be fun, yeah.
Halloween.
So, any cool stuff about yourself? Like,
I love dancing. I think what is quite, I don't know, quite cool in my opinion, but I don't know if anyone here knows it. I participated as a dancer at the Semper Opern Ball in Dresden this year. It's like the biggest ballroom event in Germany.
Ooh.
And so, yeah.
Fancy, I gotta touch you.
Ooh. Yeah, so I think I really appreciated this and I'm really into music and dancing especially, so it's give me music and I dance. It's not like I just got this ballroom dance or this, I don't know, I already tried rock and roll some years. I tried ballet, so these classic stuff.
For how long have you been dancing? Sounds like
I started like in my childhood and then I tried different stuff. So I think the last thing I tried was belly dance, which didn't work out at all.
No. I don't know how they swing their hips about, to be honest.
Yeah, or for example, like, this belly roll thing was so hard to learn because you have to control your muscles in a way you never tried to.
Yeah. And then the next day it really hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it was really, really hard. And I figured out that belly dance is not my type of dancing.
I don't know how they look sexy because I just look like one of those little
like a clown.
Yeah, that's gorgeous what you do there. Yeah, Kirsten tries to dance now, belly dance.
Studio. You can't see us.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah, and now here in Bergen, for example, I thought it's time trying something new, so I started Zumba.
It's
so much fun. I never thought about it, but I really, really enjoy it. Now I go 2 times a week to the Norwegian Zumba class, and it's really nice. I think you should all go there.
What is your favorite ballroom dance? Is it a foxtrot?
Ooh, it's hard to say. No, foxtrot isn't my favorite.
I like the paso doble.
I think I really like the disco fox because there you can do really cool, is it called figures or like dance moves?
Oh, yeah.
With your partner or, yeah. But at least I'm really open to all these
dances.
All of the dances, and from ballroom dance, for example, these Latin dances where you can swing your hips and stuff like this. I really like this.
Swing your hips.
So, have you been traveling at all, Nicole? Or like, where's your favorite place in the world?
I've been in some countries in Europe. And so, for example, when I was 15, I lived 3 months in Lyon in France.
Oh, cool. Oh, it's lovely there. Yeah,
it's really nice and was a good experience. I also really like England.
Oh.
Yeah. Even though you wanted to go away there, but I really liked it there.
Yeah,
but
it's the same with everyone in their hometowns. Though. We don't really appreciate where we're from, do we?
Yeah, I think so. And I think a real special experience for me has been last year when I've been to Russia. So Moscow, St. Petersburg, it's like a total different world.
Apparently the subway is amazing there, like really grand.
Yeah,
it's huge. Like you go down and you just continue to go down.
That's true. And it was, but I think that the metro or in Moscow or St. Petersburg were more relaxed than in Paris, for example. But I think it was like such a big village, I think about 18 million inhabitants. Don't judge me if I'm wrong, but really a lot of people. Yeah, so
And hi, you're back with Nui, with Kirsten.
Jane.
And Nicole.
Jane!
Jane!
Hi!
Okay, we all know it's Jane is in the house.
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah. Jane! So now we're going to talk about some, obviously we're all new here in Bergen from our different countries. And we're going to talk about some first impressions. Maybe we've got Norwegians and Bergen differences between those. So what has been your first impressions, basically, guys?
I mean, it's wet here. It's like really wet.
It's just like Wales for me. So yeah. I'm like, it's just like home.
true, same. So, I mean, one of the first things I noticed was that they talk a lot about fire here.
Really?
Yeah. Like the first thing
fires.
No, what to do if a fire happens.
Fire safety.
You have to do this, and like if you where I live, if you start a fire or the firefighters get there, you have to pay a lot of money. And so they really concerned like what you're gonna do if you start a fire or something. And also at university, it's the same. Like the background on each computer is like fire safety.
I think it was like what I was really confused about. There is a door in the bathroom, like in many flats here, and I was like, why do they have a door there? And it was it's a fire or an emergency exit when there's a fire.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, in the bathroom. I've been to some flats now, and they told me, or my roommates told me, that it's like quite normal having this emergency exit in the bathroom. So I think I
found you can always do a poo on the way out.
And I felt really unsafe after in Germany, because there is like when there's a fire, I got a really big problem.
I mean, it's a city made out of wood, so would explain why they so.
Yeah. Have you had any Fantoff jet in the middle of the night, like having to get up and go because someone's burning their pizza or anything like that?
Oh, I heard about this, but I don't live at Fantoff, so I don't know.
I haven't tried it. I saw a car yesterday. They like apparently there was a fire, but there wasn't a fire. So, but we were outside anyway. And nothing happened. So
I remember at Swansea University, like it would happen like every night, and it would just be like, oh, come on, and it would just be a drunk person burning something, and then like the antiquated system just going off, or someone smoking in their room or something, and you're just like, oh, come on, fuck off, I need
some
sleep.
I think that's why,
you know,
it's expensive where we live, because they know that people fuck it up, so don't do that.
And students don't like anything to do with spending money. So
no. Yeah. No way.
Apart from if it's on alcohol. So
true, but
So Kristen, what was your first impression about Bergen?
I really like it. I mean, I'm really into metal music and I really like hiking, so this is like paradise for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has rained quite often, but I think we had such a good summer in the UK, and here as well, apparently for like 3 months it was sun. So I don't really mind it at the moment, and it is just like Wales, to be honest.
Yeah, true. So it's like 5 minutes of rain and then it's gone again, and
a bit
sun and 5 minutes more of rain, and then
I mean, I don't know whether like the stereotype of, because I was told before I came here it would be very, very hard to make Norwegian friends and everything, but I haven't really found that as such.
No, me neither. Yeah, it's like you say at introduction lectures, it was like, Norwegians won't talk to you except you ask them something or have one arm length distance to them. And now it's like every Norwegian person I met were super friendly. Some of them started talking to me like randomly, and I was like
what?
This doesn't make this doesn't make sense. And all the other Norwegians I told, these were like, oh well, this person really Norwegian, and I was like, yeah, he spoke Norwegian, so I guess he was. And he told me that. So I think this is a stereotype which I luckily can say
haven't met yet.
Not true.
Now we're going to talk about some interesting stereotypes again. So if you're just joining us, this is Nui with Kirsten.
No way. Jane.
Jane.
And Nicole.
Jane. Jane.
Where is Tarzan? No, that was bad.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. We've got cheesy jokes coming out of our eyeballs here. So, So, any more interesting stereotypes? So we've got, like, so far, like, the hiking, the metal. We've got, like, the supposedly unfriendly people, which we haven't really found yet.
Which are very friendly, so...
So anything else that you guys have found?
I mean, when I first got here, I was like, okay, I need an umbrella. And then every like Norwegian person was like, you don't need an umbrella here.
They don't work. Like, they're futile.
They don't work. If yeah. it's windy, and it is windy, then it won't work. So no, you need a raincoat.
I've broken
like
about
a long
three
one.
So far.
Yeah, you did? Yeah. Oh. I still got my first one though, but I kind of forget it all the time. So that doesn't really help, but...
Yeah, I think another stereotype, I don't know, is like, all, of course, yeah, all Norwegians are blonde, yeah. obviously, so that's like a stereotype, and now Jane is standing next to me and she's super blonde, so she looks like the typical Norwegian for stereotypical reasons, but I think, of course, not all Norwegians are blonde, no. but I think it's more than in other countries, of course, so.
It's yeah, quite common, yeah. yeah.
So I think it's true in some reason, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think as well, though, like blonde, and everyone is like super fit here. Oh,
in yeah. the way true, of, you like, don't see a fat person here, like, no. because they have to walk a mountain to get to work.
yeah,
like.
So you just can't do it. Like,
no.
I've literally lost about a stone since I've been here, just really? From walking and like eating.
Damn.
But obviously, I eat pick a mix still, which seems to be a big thing here, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I spent actually 111 kroner on pick a mix the other day. Because I was just took one of everything and I was just like, la, 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 la. And then like I got to the till and I was like, well, I have to pay for it now. I can't put them back.
True,
so
true.
So I just sat at home just like ah, rah, rah. But yeah, I went to a high intensity class here, so it was called Rastuk. Is a bit like CrossFit, and
okay.
in the UK, like I can do the classes. Like I still sweat, but I can yeah. do the classes. Here is like on another level. We had to like dangle off like a beam,
yeah.
and then like try and touch our toes like to our hands, and
okay.
I couldn't even do one. I was just like,
it looks so nice how you try to show us.
yeah.
yeah, it's really funny. It's really sad that you can't see it.
No, yeah, like. Yeah. But yeah, so if you come to a Rastuk class, you will see me try to attempt this.
I will come, yeah, 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 definitely. I have to see that.
But oh, it was just like, oh my goodness, like people are like so, it's like on another level
but
of fitness.
But also
isn't
like
it?
The elder people, when you see them
yeah,
hiking,
yeah.
running, they're not hiking, they run.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grandma,
and trail
wait
running
for me.
And stuff. Yeah,
yeah, sometimes I see them in the gym too. So I'm like, wow, nice. Mm. And they are fitter than me, which is sometimes really. Not a shaming, but you should not compare to each other. And I
no.
just started going to the gym here mm-hmm. in Bergen. I've never been to one before, but it's really also, yeah, motivating seeing so
yeah.
many people
yeah,
in every
sure.
age. And it's like, yeah,
yeah
you don't
yeah.
have any excuses. You can do whatever you want to. So.
Even the really small dogs are like super fit. Because I did this hike up the Vidden, which was like 11 or 12 miles or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, you know, the ones with the big ears,
yeah.
doing mm-hmm. it. And we used to have dogs like that. And like literally after about a mile, they would be like, carry me, carry me. And this dog was just like, da-da-da-da.
I'm you showing
know?
The way.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, oh my goodness. Like with such little legs, they were super fit.
Yeah,
so,
that's nice, yeah.
So have you guys found any other stereotypes?
I mean, have you seen the snooze yet? Like,
oh yeah,
I put
oh, yeah,
it,
yeah,
I've
yeah.
never seen it before because
it's
I,
everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
they told me that it's like illegal in Germany. I don't know.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah,
safe,
well.
Sail it too.
Yeah, we
yeah.
have it in Denmark, but not as much.
Yeah,
as here.
Yeah, and it's more dangerous, I would say. I know you're not taking in any fumes, but because you can do it anywhere. Whereas like smoking, there's a bit of a shaming process, isn't there?
Yeah,
like they're like, oh, you can't do this indoors, and you know, there's a negative connotation. But you can literally do snooze anywhere.
Yeah, and
like
you can
in
see
lectures
it.
And everything. So
and
it's
I,
more addictive. I
talked to an Norwegian guy and we were talking and then suddenly he just like dropped it from his lip and then turned it around and put it back up. I was like, ew.
Did he make that noise as well?
Yeah.
But I first time I saw this, I asked a Norwegian guy to what is this? And he was like, it's tobacco or something. And I asked about the difference to cigarettes and he was like, with cigarettes you get cancer in your mouth, throat and your stomach, but with those snoozers, pets, or ever, you just get cancer in your mouth. So
yeah,
it's better in this way.
I think that you can get a hole in your mouth. I don't know
yeah,
whether that's
like
an urban legend.
It's not good for your
the gum
yeah.
and stuff. Oh, geez.
Really bad, yeah.
So our show is called New Way with Kirsten.
No way. Jane.
And Nicole.
What happens in Norway stays in Norway.
Norway.
So yeah, we will have, are we going to have like an Instagram and all that as well? Like, I'm not
Yeah, like, sure.
Up maybe on the social we'll media. Try, so yeah. Yeah. Do people use Twitter anymore? Or is that
I don't
like
know.
So 2010?
Some people do, yeah. Some people.
Yeah, but I think we don't need it necessarily. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You'll see. You'll
and
find us.
Yeah, and
somewhere.
Online.
We'll turn up at your house.
On your email.
We'll be watching you
send
with
a letter. Yeah, but of course, if you have any ideas what we should try here in Norway in our day, or what we should talk about, if you get any inspirations for us, just like, write us on Facebook, Instagram, however, or send us a letter. We try to
receive it then. Send a pigeon. There's plenty of pigeons and seagulls around to utilize here. So, so anything else that we want to talk about before we go for the day?
No, I mean, well, we're going to bring in some friends anyway, time maybe, to talk about other countries.
Their experiences, maybe their favorite songs.
How they do it back home and how they... like it here and stuff, so
yeah, about their feelings, experiences. So I think this could be really cool.
It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, because people, like, even though people are the same all over the world, we have our own like different things to bring to situations, like how we react maybe,
or
experiences make us who we are as well, and everyone is unique in that, aren't
and
they?
It's
so.
Funny even though, like, if you're from another country or if you're from here, it's funny to like listen to how other people see you and how you do stuff. I always think that's
because everyone has their little quirky things, don't they?
True, yeah.
Like snooze.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed the show, keep an eye out on Facebook because we're going to be having a social media page and all soon, aren't we? So
it's a baby. It's
baby. And
it's
Nicole,
our baby show today.
Yeah, with lots of like songs with the word baby in the title or whatever. Yes, keep an eye out. And yes,
see
enough rambling. So, this has been New Way with me, Kirsten.
Jane.
And Nicole.
And yes, we hope to see you again. I hope there's a listener out there somewhere along the line. And we'll see you next week. Woo!